The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. Once again, welcome to the second hour of the Power Hour. It's 8 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, January 19, 2023. We say Central because that way you know what time zone you're in and you can do the math. You're smart enough. We have the smartest listeners listening to this show. In our last hour, we played a clip talking all about transhumanism and what they're going to do and how you won't be able to survive unless you are connected to the internet. Oh, they have got the Schwab kebab. They've got everything all ready for you. We're going to dine on Schwab kebab. No, we will eat the Schwab kebab. You will eat bugs. This is how we have it programmed for you, and you will not be able to survive unless you are connected. You see the crap they're putting in your head? You see, well, there's a guy out here that has written a book, and it's How to Escape from the Prison for Your Mind. You know, I mean, InfoWars, look at that. There's a war on for your mind. All these programs, this is what they're doing. They're messing with your head. We already knew that. They have the Hegelian dialectic. We have talked about that on our show constantly about we have a solution. Well, actually, they've created a solution, which is the direction they want to take us. But in order to have that solution put into effect, we have to create a problem for which the solution is there. That's how Hegelian dialectic function. And of course, now there's a book out called How to Escape from the Prison for Your Mind by David Masters. He joins us on the show right now. Welcome, sir. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be here.
Well, and see, the thing is, now you have a website, escapeyourmindsprison.com. And, of course, you have been, you know, meditation is a big thing. We've been talking about jokes, like our government. That's a joke. It's been begging to be made fun of, and I've been doing it ever since I took over the reins of the show as its host, because it is a joke. It's a hypocritical in many ways, but then you have all these libtards out there like Geraldo saying that AR stands for automatic rifle, and I'm just like laughing because the guy has never served in the military, and he doesn't understand the consequence of what happens if you don't have an armed populace. And all my listeners are calling up, and, you know, I'm hearing it from people on the outside talking about stocking up on food, guns, and ammo. And these are the very things our government's trying to take away from us because they want us helpless so that people succumb to the Schwab kebab. Or, you know, in order to get the Schwab kebab, you have to put a chip in your brain and let us monitor you with our scientific computers, which Al Gore created. So what do you have to say about all of this garbage?
Well, I mean, this is all predicted, first of all, in the Bible. And I know you know this.
Oh, yeah.
Here, 2 Thessalonians 2:10-11. It says, "And for this reason, God will send them strong delusions that they should believe the lie, and
That's
they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." This is what you see. The mark of the beast is basically describing this delusion. And so, first of all, you have to be convinced to give up your personal individuality. And that's what they do with all these lies. Al Gore at the WEF warning people about the meltdown of the world, the boiling oceans, rain bombs, a billion climate refugees. This guy is out of his mind. He always has been. I've mocked him for 30 years. But you know what? It doesn't stop him.
No.
It doesn't stop any of these people from revealing the truth about them. You know, they'll just continue down this path that they're on. Because, listen, they are under a hypnotic spell. And that's why I wrote my book, How to Escape the Prison for Your Mind. Because if you look back in history, you'll see all the way back to the time when they, in the 1920s, when Beria wrote his book on psychopolitics, it's all been predicted for 100 years. It's all coming true today.
It is amazing. See, and I mean, look at Engels, look at Hegel, look at all of these different people that have also come out and give us all manner of science in the law of transformation of quantity into quality and vice versa. And I mean, you're talking about the three basic laws of dialectics here. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? I mean, we know about Hegel. I talk all about the Hegelian dialectic. I've talked about it at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. You know, the German term that is translated as opposite in Hegel's description of the moments of dialectic. So if you can kind of elaborate a little bit on that, give us some history behind it. I know you know that.
It's very simple. Thesis. You, Dave, are a racist. Antithesis. No, I'm not. I'm not a racist. Yes, you are, Dave. You're a racist. Antithesis. Okay, I'm not a racist, and to prove it, I will take up one of your race causes and champion it. And then there's the synthesis, which is there you have integrated into their way of looking at the world through this kind of dialectic pressure. And you see it every time you turn around. And by the way, there's an article out recently that George Soros is connected financially to 54 of the most prominent media personalities, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, all these alphabet channels, they're all being paid off by the Tides Foundation and other appendages of the Soros machine. They all have compromised, and what they are doing is they are feeding us every single day this prison for our mind. And it is a form of mental illness that they're peddling because, see, common sense is anathema to the sickness that these people are trying to get us to swallow. It is the poison pill. And if you take it, and if you begin to believe in the insanity of Al Gore's climate bombs and all the rest of it, fear is a very powerful motivation for people to conform. And this is what they want. The conformity has to come first. See, the mind doesn't need bars when your mind is in prison. See, your body doesn't need bars, is what I meant to say. They don't need to put you in jail. January 6th, they're just using that as an example of what can happen to you if you don't conform. So as long as they can get your mind in prison through the Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, and then synthesis, how many people have converted through that process over the last 50 years? Probably at least half of our population.
Oh, I think it's more than that. 220 million people of the United States, 333 million population, David, took the jab, and that had to happen when they put fear out. Because, oh, no, we've got this virus. It's coming over here. The Chinese brought it, and we're not going to tell you that it didn't come from a wet seafood market. But, hey, here's Trump with Operation Warp Speed. And they lied, and they know they lied, and they did it to promote fear. And they're still doing it. They're still extending the emergency, medical emergency, because they want us all in medical tyranny, and they want to keep the fear up. And I started to recognize that when I started seeing the vaccination lines on the golf course down in Florida. And I'm like, oh, my God, these people have bought into this crap. I cannot believe it. Are there no right-thinking people out there? 220 million people are risking certain death because of the spike proteins building in their system from this deliberate eugenics program. I mean, this is crazy, David.
Yeah. I will tell you this, though. I'm friends with a lot of prominent conservatives. I've been on their shows, Sean Hannity, Wayne Allen Root. I've been on their shows, and they have confessed, some of them have confessed to me, that it was the biggest mistake they ever made. You see, fear is a very strange thing because it affects all people with all ideologies kind of similarly. Now, some of us have what I call a firewall for our mind, and we can see the truth about what it is they're trying to get us to do. And because we can see the truth about it, what did Jesus say? Know the truth, and it shall make you free. Well, we are free from those influences, but even people who have right ideas can do wrong things under the influence of fear. And that is what they've come to understand, that the average mind does not have a firewall. Even those people like us who have good ideas and good morals and good principles, we can still be influenced to some extent to our own detriment through their tactics of fear. Who wants to die of a disease? Nobody. Well, we have the cure. This is the Hegelian process again. Look, there's a deadly virus. A Oh, well, we don't think it's that deadly. You're out of your mind if you don't think it's deadly. Look, here's another one. Trump. Orange man bad. If you don't think Trump is evil, then you're the problem. Well, I'm not the problem. I'm not the problem, I swear. See, they use all of these tactics to get you to turn against yourself. And when you turn against yourself, you have turned against your country.
Oh, that's terrible, being called un-American, especially those who have actually served in the military like moi. And the thing is that when I went in there, they were trying to vaccinate me, and I went, sorry, no can do. I'm allergic to that. And so they said, okay, keep going. And it's like, look, if you don't stand up and say no, they get away with it. And that's half the problem is, you know, you have to understand where they're coming from. And I've known for a long time, I'm one of those free spirits out there that looked at the situation and going, you know, something is definitely not right, and I am not conforming to this, no matter what they do. And so, you know, I came to realize at a very early stage that the government is lying to us at every single turn. You can't believe a word that comes out of their mouth. And so every single proposition they come up with, especially this jab, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, science is saying one thing, they're saying another, something's not making sense here. And see, we have the critical thinkers listening to the show, and I'm so sorry that all these other people that you've interviewed or been on with interviews for, Wayne Allen Root's been on this show before, but I will never have Hannity on here because I can't deal with the blowhards of the media. And I'm sorry, Fox has a lot of them that I just have a real difficult time listening to their drivel, but just they keep going on and on and on about the same stuff, and they're contributing to the problem. They're not helping it.
I have said the same thing. I have had to turn off Fox News in the last 2 years. And because here's the problem, they're carrying buckets, but the buckets are still full of ideas delivered to them from the left. And so all they're doing is continuing to pick up and talk about the left's talking points. Even if it's from a different point of view, it's still anxiety producing. So I agree with you on that.
Well, I mean, the thing is you can only throw your shoe at the TV set so many times and scream bloody murder at the television set before I got to start laughing. And it's like, do you hear this drivel? Turn it off. You know, I said, I'm not going to watch any more of this. I've already had my my diet of pabulum out of these people. But see, the idea, the ability to be able to sit there and critically think like you are and like I do about what they're saying, you just hit the nail on the head, David. I mean, the same buckets full of the other side stuff so they can promote the polarization of this country, which is exactly what they need to push civil war. You know, because if they can starve half of you, I've always said the have-nots are going to come and take from the haves. They're not motivated to work. The Bible says those who don't work don't eat. Well, what do? Well, let's just go out and kill somebody for their food. You know, I mean, this is what the path they're trying to lead us down, I believe. I don't know. What's your take on that?
Well, I know it's deep. Polarization, it's deep. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I totally agree with the idea of polarization, though, is the continuation of the Hegelian dialectic. Because without the polarization, listen, if people aren't talking about it, then the advancement of the agenda is not possible. They will do things provocatively. And in order to get everybody talking about it, this is how you create a superstar on YouTube, these influencers. But guess what? These influencers are also people who are under mind control because they only talk about it because they think everybody else is talking about it and they think everybody else wants to talk about it. And so this is how they get people to give them attention and make millions of dollars by just kicking this hat down the road. They talk about things in very strange ways, and people will go along with that because they don't think for themselves. The average person, let me tell you what Matt Taibbi said. This is the guy who is exposing all these Twitter files. He said, we live in a repulsive, horrifying, dystopian world run by anti-people. Anti-people! Well, what kind of a person is an anti-people person? That's Al Gore. That's his ilk. These people are evil. That's what they are. There's no other way to put it. They've been infected by an evil virus. And by the way, viruses themselves are opportunistic, and so are people like Al Gore. He makes a lot of money off of peddling fear. Fear itself is a form of heroin in that sense. It's a psycho-spiritual heroin. And what it does is it messes up your mind. It separates you from God. And So I'll go back to what Morpheus said in The Matrix. You felt it your entire life. There's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Yes, the average person cannot get at that splinter once it's gotten in. You know how hard it is to extract a splinter when it's deep under the skin or in the psyche? This is what these people do. They put splinters in your mind to drive you mad. And mental illness is the most effective weapon that they've ever had. They did it in Indochina back in the 50s. I have this in my book, by the way, The Testimony of Edward Hunter, the Naked Communist. He wrote this book when he went to China as a newspaper reporter, and he saw what they were doing with brainwashing. He came back and he warned Congress in the 1950s about it. What did they do about it? We had the Committee on Un-American Activities. We need it again. But you know what? Half of the people in this country are un-American. So really, where are we at with this potential for them to destroy this country and turn it into a communist hellhole? Well, we're almost there.
Yeah, well, see, I keep asking, where's Joe McCarthy when you need him? So, I mean, we're all about that. Roy Cohn, I mean, these people are not here anymore. And see, the thing is they were fear-mongering as well. And many people out there who had good intentions, especially those in Hollywood, were accused of being communists. And now I can sit there and look at Congress like Sheila Jackson Lee and all these other people promoting black supremacy and say, okay, you're a commie pig. You are totally against the Constitution. You want to ban our weapons. You want to take away our rights. You want to distort our critical mind. And, you know, so we can't think for ourselves. You think you're all that because in a bag of chips because you got elected. And how do we know you didn't steal the election? See, all these people out here that are listening to this show are trying to be critical thinkers. And that's why I say you got to laugh. You got to laugh.
Everybody, Dave, everybody who's in power that shouldn't be did steal the election, because what they did was they used mind control to influence people through fear or through, see, the flip side of fear is reward. And so, for example, in San Francisco, they're talking about giving reparations of $5 million based on a person's skin color. This is how you steal elections, but you steal it legally. It's legal theft. This is not illegal anymore to manipulate outcomes. I mean, look what happened to Carrie Lake in Arizona. Stole the election. Now, she's actually moving into the court system, but will she ultimately win? No. You know why? Because the entire system would collapse if she wins. You'll see.
Yeah. No, I believe you. I believe you. That's undoubtedly what we consider truth here on this show. You know, and then I was just talking earlier about the extremes, because the left has an extreme and so does the right. And they're both trying to push against our mind. And the thing is that you've got QAnon on the far right-hand side that's coming up with all of this stuff like, oh, they killed the real Nancy Pelosi at Gitmo. Did you see the video? No. Where's your proof? Oh, you know, Pizzagate. Did you see Pizzagate and all the pedophiles in the underground tunnels? The military's in there flooding it out. Do we have any proof? No. But yet there's this contingent of people out there that have bought into this drivel. So, you know, I mean, they're being programmed from both sides of the coin.
Dave, where does the mind go when your mind is suspended from reality? I'll tell you what, I had a dream. This is how weird it gets. Just recently, I had a dream that my golf clubs were haunted.
Oh, no. Not the 9-iron.
No, think about it. Think about it. And I rebuked it in the name of Jesus, and it all went away. But see, there has to be a higher power that moderates our relationship with reality. If we don't have that higher power present in our life, all kinds of weird ideas take hold. And this is where these conspiracy theories originate. When people are untethered from reality, they can't control the content of their mind and or their dreams. Now, I have a firewall. I see it. I see it clearly. I see when these things are happening. And my higher self regulates my relationship with the world. That's, again, why I wrote this book, How to Escape the Prison for Your Mind. My introduction is a dedication to Jesus Christ.
Thank
now,
you
if
that,
you don't have that, everything else I have to say is moot.
That's right. Well, thank you for that, by the way. I appreciate that. And I did read that dedication. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the phone with David Master. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call again, Dave Meister. I love this guy, Dave. You know, he really hits the nail on the head as far as how we should all handle all this nonsense. You know what my motto is, for what it's worth? My motto is, laugh and joke into your enemy's face before and after you kick the living crap out of them. And that's what I live by.
Wow. All right. I love it. See, like I said, laughter's the best medicine. I always find jokes in something. Yep. But see, that helps with my critical thinking. I can sit back and I can joke about stuff. Critical thinking, buddy. Critical thinking.
And what is the name of his book, by the way? I'm definitely going to pick it up.
All right. The name of the book is How to Escape from the Prison for Your Mind.
Perfect title. Perfect title.
And it's available on Amazon, by the way.
I don't do the internet.
Yeah, available only on Amazon. If you go to my website, you can click right through to it. My website is escapeyourmindsprison.com.
Okay, I will do. You're something else. You're great, A. Thanks for taking my call, Dave Meister.
Appreciate that. Thanks, Chance.
Thank
you're something else,
Thank
too.
Thank you very much.
A lot of our calls, David, a lot of our callers don't have internet. My parents never had an internet either. They didn't believe in it. They said, we're too old to mess with that stuff. You know, we're too old to mess with that stuff. And so, you know, what I tell people, look, if you don't have internet, but you have to order something, go to the library and log into their internet channel and order the bloody thing and have it sent to you. You know, I mean, there's access to internet cafe or whatever. You can get access anywhere you want. This is not, I mean, public libraries have internet access, and you can go there without jeopardizing your own personal security.
I will tell you one thing. I am very well connected in the inner circles of conservatives, right? But they wouldn't touch this book. There's too much truth, too much liberating truth in it. So I published it myself on Amazon. Amazon, say what you want about Bezos. He's out of his mind and evil, but he's done something very good for people like me.
He has. You know, I can't do Amazon with my book, and I sold 10,000 copies of the book Clouded Titles, which we have at the Power Mall, by the way, and cloudedtitles.com, because I've been for the last 12 years helping people survive foreclosure, because foreclosure literally tears up the mind. Here you have a bank and all that money going against little old homeowner who doesn't have much of anything, and he's fighting to stay in his home because he doesn't want to live in a tent city. I mean, this is all part of this mind control about, well, we'll end up with your house anyway. Don't you worry. And we'll make you broke in the process. So we came up with loan modifications. Make three payments so the servicer gets three payments to pay the investors. And then they kick the guy to the curb. You see, this is the game that they play with people, giving them false hope. And that's part of the truth bombs that we talk about in the show. And I'm so glad, like Chance said, that we had a chance to get you on here because, I mean, that's equally important to listeners to understand what the real truth is. And we appreciate the fact that you've opened this up. Now, what else is in this book that will incite people to go buy it?
Well, listen, I talk about the mental matrix. And because when you start to react negatively to the things that are going on around you, the negative news all day long, every day, including on the mostly conservative news programs, it's all the same news. You've got to get out of your mind. You've got to escape from this mental prison that they've put you in by getting you to react. And I talk a lot about that in this book. And in this book, there's two things that are important to people. First of all, it is the book on psychopolitics. I've included the entire book in there from the 1920s so that you can see where we've come from and why we're where we're at today. Now, that book alone would cost you probably $10 to $15 to $20. It's in my book. My book is $15. On Amazon, and it's called How to Escape the Prison for Your Mind. Or you can just go to my website, and that is escapeyourmindsprison.com, and it'll click you right through. And if you're not on the internet, then do exactly what Dave said. Go to the library and order it through the library and have it sent to you. But the other thing that's in there is the testimony of Edward Hunter to Congress about what was happening in China in the 1950s. You know, I tried to find it on the internet, and I'm a pretty good researcher. It's nowhere to be found. It's only in my book. So it's talking about the mental prison, how to get out of it, and how to identify why you're in it, and then how to live your life without reacting to the insanity of the world.
You know, and it makes me wonder, David, you know, when Edward Hunter showed up and testified before Congress, if Congress people weren't sitting there going, oh, goody, 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 we have a new weapon. We can use this to control the minds of our own population. You know, I mean,
they did a documentary on it. And They did. In 1977, I think it was, ABC did a documentary on mind control. I have my own radio program, and I talked about it just recently. You go back, and you see that they were experimenting with drugs and prostitutes and all kinds of, every kind of thing that they could figure out how the human mind works in order to get over on us. And that's, look at what the CIA is today. They've just come out recently revealing that the CIA was involved in the assassination of JFK. What do you think they're doing? Of course they're doing it to us.
Mind control. Let's see. And see, we're chasing all of these things around in our head that don't really matter anymore. It's about existing and walking in love and walking in the light with the Father. That's what matters more than all the other crap in the world. I mean, and I get this book, and I would buy it. If there's any book out there that you've been contemplating purchasing, I mean, The Real Anthony Fauci, we've had JFK Jr., or Robert F. Kennedy, rather, on the program and talked all about this. The Children's Health Defense Network, all of these people are coming out with the truth. They're being censored. Obviously, we know, hey, wait a minute. If they weren't telling the truth, why is the left-wing establishment media trying to shut them up? Something must be going on here. And you could see the war. The matter of truth is that people can't shake mainstream media and the stupid programming they put on. And they've been brainwashed to think this way. And there's a certain percentage of the population, David, that you and I both know will never buy this book. They don't believe in it. They believe in their daily thing. They bought into all the stuff that Rosenthal, who is Jacob Javits's administrative assistant, who was assassinated on an Il Al flight on the tarmac in Tel Aviv. He went and said, look, we've got you all programmed to where all you're worried about is your toil and your next meal. And see, this is the way that most of mainstream America is. They can't get their head out of their ass.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And I'll tell you something else. There was a man in South Africa in the 1970s, his name is Steve Biko. He said the most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. I don't care how many people think that they can change their gender or, you know, do anything that they want in this world. The more you believe in the nonsense that is peddled by the left, the deeper you are in a mind control hole. And so no matter who you are, and even when you're fighting from a place of, you know, of traditional values, you got to be careful, because if you add anger to that, that's also a part of the conditioning that turns you into a person who becomes unreasonable at some point. You've got to get out of the anger trap. You've got to get back, as you said, to fighting from love, basically, which love is the opposite of hate. Patience, Jesus said, through patience possess ye your soul. This is a soul war that we're in. They're in it to get it. And if they get you through emotion, if they get you upset enough times, they've infected you. Get out of the emotional trap that you're in. And what I have on my website also is an exercise that has been used now for about the last 30 years. 20 of it for the military. PatriotOutreach.org is the group that uses this exercise. General George Harris and the head of psychiatry, Kathy Pitone, at the Walter Reed Army Hospital has recommended this. It's on my website. It's called Meditation is Activation. When you get, and the scripture tells you, be still and know that I am God. When you learn how to separate your mind, the active mind, from the thinker, because you're not the thinker, you're the observer of the thought. You must learn how to observe your thinking so that you can select which thoughts you want and which ones you don't want. I have that exercise on my website at escapeyourmindsprison.com.
That's wonderful. David Masters, thank you so much for joining us. Boy, this half hour has been enlightening. I really appreciate you being on the show. EscapeYourMindsPrison.com. You can buy the book there or on Amazon, How to Escape the Prison, How to Escape from the Prison for Your Mind. That's the name of the book. And I encourage you to get it if you're having problems thinking. Right thinking. Right thinking is what it's all about here. We'll be back on the other side with more news and your phone calls here in the Power Hour after these words. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 Soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, January 19, 2023. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Our last segment, phone lines are open, 844, you know, the number, right? Not going to go into that. I'll tell you, that last half hour we were doing, 769-2944, How to Escape from the Prison for Your Mind, David Masters, that was enlightening. And, you know, you did hear what he said. A lot of news shows won't have him on. Because, see, when you start learning about the truth, yeah, the truth will set you free. Charles in Ohio, thanks for holding. What's going on?
Good morning. I hope you're well and everybody.
I had
a question in your area that you've addressed. I think I already know your opinion, but I'd still like to get it. I heard a program, and a guy was speaking about the land patents, and he said he believes that if you put together a sandwich of assignments and you go through and you get all of the signatures, and anybody who where it was taken from the bank, you go back and to their heirs to get them to transfer it to you, you can get your specific parcel inside any original land grant. You take it, and if you once you've put that together, they can still take it from you. You have to get someone to relieve the debt every year, and then you have to force it into, he was saying, you force it up into the Supreme Court, and they will make a determination, because all other courts will ignore it, but they'll kick you up till you get to the Supreme Court. And once you reach that, he said, they've always gone and granted it back to the original individual, because the supreme law of the land was where they originally granted it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm
all ears, because see, the thing is I've actually had a guy that was promoting land patents in one of my classes that I was teaching on chain of title. And I've seen land patent after land patent after land patent. I've seen what land grants look like. I actually give people copies of what an actual land grant looks like, because normally land grants were given out by presidents of the United States to union officers in exchange for their service, and they would be given a quarter section of land. Now, you have to understand that a section is 640 acres. A quarter section is 160 acres. And so you get 160 acres. Now, if we're talking about a subdivision, and now I'm going to go on the premise, Charles, that you were talking about a subdivision. And this is the thing. The developers came in. They convinced the heirs of the original land grant, whoever that person was, that Union soldier that served and got the 160 acres given to him by the President of the United States. And they went out and they convinced the heirs after he died to sell off, and they split it off into all these different subdivisions. All right. Now we're down to the subdivision. The subdivision then, in order to make money, the developers had to sell these off, and they would sell them off at prices that people generally would have to be forced to go borrow money to buy. So they go to the bank and they encumber the property that's been split off into a mortgage loan. So now it's been liened by the bank. It's been encumbered. And this is outside of the MERS system or anything that's going on. All right. So understand the history of what's happened here over time is that these little lots have been built on and sold and transferred over and over and over again, multiple times over the ages, from generation to generation. The heirs, you will literally, if for every single piece of property that has taken place, and I'm just thinking the way that the land patent guys are thinking, you have to go back generation after generation after generation of all the people in that 160 acre tract. Now, if you only have two or three parcels separated out in this 160 acres, like maybe two 80 acre tracts, then you can go back to the generation before the generation. And I mean, the thing is that our public records sometimes don't go back that far. And you have to go back into the archives to find out who they were. How are you going to get somebody way back when or their heirs to assign something over? And what happens if the property was never probated properly? You see, then you run into a hiccup. And the thing is that there's a lot of attorney generals out there, like in the state of Washington. And you can go online and you can look it up. They say land patents, not doing it. They have no force and effect of law. The attorney generals have put out their own opinions. And see, the thing is, as long as they've got the guns and the money, good luck arguing that. but I understand the concept about going back in time and back in time, generation upon generation upon generation, and sifting through all of the errors and assignments. And there's always going to be hiccups because the chain of title, like credit reports, are full of garbage. The assignments that are filed with the lenders, third-party document manufacturing fraud, it has been uncovered by multiple county clerks, recorders, and registers of deeds like John O'Brien, Jeff Thigpen, people I actually know and have communicated with. Actually took Thigpen, he's the county register of deeds, the registrar of deeds for Greensboro, North Carolina, for that county. And I've taken him to lunch, and we've had conversations about this very thing. I picked him up from the airport so he could go to the recorders convention in San Antonio. And we've had, I know these people. I've audited county land records, and I'll tell you what, the crap that is put in those land records by the banks in of itself, I mean, it all has to do with who claims lien against the property. Now, whether or not you own something is one thing. Now you have somebody encumbering it, and you have to figure out a way to remove those encumbrances. I mean, this literally could take your entire life before you can even claim a land patent. And what if you run into an error in that 160-acre subdivision? What if you run into somebody that goes, no, I'm not going to participate in this crap? Then you're stuck. You see, so there are other things that one can do with their time they have left on this earth. I mean, I love the fact that these land patent guys are out there because they create all sorts of interesting conversation. But when you start digging down at the possibilities and the potential for converting back to the original land grant, you are talking about running into a virtual brick wall of history that they are trying to eliminate. They don't want you to own anything, but you'll be happy. You'll all be sitting around eating shrimp kebabs. I'm sorry, I can't let go of it. And I don't want you to either. I want you to think shrimp and a kebab, because this is what happened in Animal Farm. They're all going to turn on themselves. This whole thing, it always fails. All of this fails. We can just laugh now because we know what the outcome is. And here's the one thing about Thessalonians, as long as we're talking about the word and David Masters being on the show. It says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that which are alive and remain shall be gathered up together into the clouds, and so shall forever we be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. It says it right there in the Bible. That means the dead in Christ shall rise first. Exactly what it said. When the trump of the archangel sounds, I get shivers down my spine every time I read that verse. And if you don't, something is wrong and you're not connected spiritually and you need to be. I get so excited with this because that means if I'm dead in the ground, I don't have to put up with the crap in this world anymore and I can wait for the second coming. Now, that's how you escape the prison for your mind. That's one of the ways. You know, tuning out in the world today. I mean, God wants you to live life. John 10:10, read it. I have come, this is Christ talking, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We don't have time to talk about all the ails of the world. See, if we don't do the homework and we don't know the truth and we can't do the research for ourselves and we go out and we make stupid mistakes, you made them. Own it. Understand what you did and don't make the same mistake again. If you got yourself into an upside down in a mortgage, this is one of the things I talk about in my workshops, what nobody else wants to talk about, the truth. All right, so you went to the bank, you borrowed money, you bought a house you couldn't afford. I mean, I'm doing this January 28th. The same thing's going to come to my mouth at the seminar in Los Angeles. You have 14,000 foreclosures, and everybody thinks, oh, the bank defrauded me. I deserve a free house. Oh, you see, the courts are geared up for this. The judges there smell it. It's like you throw chum in the water and the sharks come around. I mean, they smell it, just like chum. And they know where you're going with this argument. Everybody wants to file a quiet title action, thinking they can restore the title of their property and kick the bank out of court. Nope, doesn't work like that. You got to get to the mortgage loan first, which is why we're talking about bankruptcy. All you people out there that are filing bankruptcy just to stall, you're not going far enough. There are things that you can do that you will learn in this workshop that can shut them down in bankruptcy court and they'll never bother you again. But does anybody want to come? No. No, we can't afford to pay the money to go to this or $400 to pay go to this thing. I hear this nonsensical stuff. Some attorney wants to sell us time and he don't want to do anything for us and we're going to end up filing bankruptcy anyway. Whiner, whiner, whiner. See, if you don't do, God only helps those who help themselves, folks. So, you know, I can't help these people. This is why I have Plan B. I think I told you the story already about a broker in Virginia who called me and she says, I just inherited a bunch of money and land in Colorado. I said, really? Well, good for you. It's like, you know, the guy in Maine that just won $1.3 billion. Well, he's going to lose that in a big hurry. Trust me, anybody that wins a lotto, sharks on chum. Boy, they go after you and all that money because they know you got some and they want some of it. Yeah, you ask anybody that's won the lotto exactly how their life turns out. Worse than what they started. So you played this false hope game. This is the ways of the world, folks. It's all about the money, right? Money, money, money. Money, 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 money. Let's do that one. What was that? The OJs, the money. Yeah, that. It's all about that. Love of money is the root of all evil. Not money is the root of all evil. The love of money. Money has a purpose. Credit has a purpose. But the thing is when the broker in Virginia told me that she was trying to sue the bank and wanted to spend $20,000 of money that she really didn't want to spend, I asked her about the equity position in her house. How much equity do you have? She, well, I have this, but I don't only owe this. Why don't you sell the house and pay the idiots off and get them to leave you alone, and then you just take your proceeds and go to Colorado and have a nice life. Oh, but, and she made an argument with me, and I'm going, look, I'm going to tell you the truth. Can I give you a truth bomb out there? I'm going to give you a truth bomb. Here's the truth bomb. Land patents aside, you can do all this fun and games and legal research and whatever you want to do and spend all your time grinding in the books in the law library. Trust me, I've done it. You want to have fun in the law library? I used to go to the University of Texas Law Library amongst all those lib lawyer students that were out there. And I used to drag out like 20, 30 books. And I'd be carrying them out and stacking them up on the table and opening them all up and cross-indexing all these cases when I was doing my paralegal research. And they're all freaking out. Oh, man, look at that. Oh, he's going to ace this law class. And I'm like, I'm not even a student there, you idiot. I'm doing legal research for a case. And see, I'm cross-indexing things because attorneys for the foreclosure mills like to throw junk in their pleadings that is irrelevant to the case because they want to send you off on a wild goose chase. And this is exactly one of the reasons why I was conflicted, understanding that I was giving all these attorneys work. They're billing the banks $1,000 an hour to beat you in court. And I'm helping. I'm actually fighting for the homeowner and helping the homeowner by researching case law, and it's costing the homeowner money to hire me to do that research. You see, and the homeowner made the mistake of borrowing money to buy a house that he couldn't afford, and that's what started the 2008 foreclosure crisis. And are they admitting it? Here's the truth bomb. They're not going to admit it. They think, oh, no, we're entitled. We should get our house for free because the bank defrauded us. But see, fraud has five elements. And you got to prove all five elements. And they come into court. And this is why in my classes, I tell them all about it. You go into court and the judges smell it. You think our justice system is fair? Oh, they smell you coming, buddy. They smell you. Like sharks on chum. They smell you with this entitlement attitude. This is the dawning of the age of entitlement. Yeah. And you walk into court and the judge is like, oh, come on, buddy, bring it. You got an argument for me? And I tell my students in class, have you ever heard the Meow Mix commercial? It goes meow, 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 meow. You know, Austin Powers even did it. I want chicken. I want liver. Come on, Friskies, please eat liver. Remember that, Dr. Evil? Yeah. And so you substitute the word fraud for meow. And this is what the judge thinks of you when you walk in the court and you start screaming fraud. Because you got five elements that you have to prove and you can't prove them. Not out of the gate. You can add fraud down the road, but you can't do it when you walk in the door. You look stupid to that judge because you bought into somebody else's crap. And these attorneys, they're tired of walking out of courtrooms with size 9 derrieres because a judge put his shoe up there. They don't like getting beat in court. It's bad for their reputation. And see, a lot of people, they say, well, we don't trust attorneys. We're going to go into court on our own. And a lot of people have actually been able to do it because they woke up and they realized what was going on with the system and learned how to fight it. I have a gentleman coming to this class now that's been fighting his foreclosure for 14 years and another gentleman that's been fighting his foreclosure for 18 years. You want to talk to somebody that's been fighting and see how they've been doing it? You see, that's how you get knowledge, folks. These people obviously confronted their mistakes and worked through the solutions to figure it out. Just like the broker in Virginia, she finally figured out, look, I really don't have much of a leg to stand on here. I think I'll take Krieger's advice and just sell the house and pay the bank and go on my merry way and get out of this mess. You created a mess. It was a rental property anyway. What difference does it make? It was vacant. That's why she wasn't making the mortgage payment. So sell the bloody house and get out of it. Here's the thing about the psychology, because we're talking with David Masters in this last hour about how to escape from the prison for your mind. What do you think foreclosure does to the mind? Sorry, Charles in Ohio. I mean, you open that door. So when you do that, it's like trial evidence. You know, you open up the door and you say something and, well, Your Honor, they opened up the door. I get to bring it up. I get to explore this. It's one of the reasons why a lot of these banks don't want to come after me and sue me, because I get discovery. And you go to court and you open that Pandora's box up, man, I'm going to come after you. And I got a battery of lawyers that would just love to jump all over it, providing they're not out there telling everybody that I passed away. There was rumors circulating not too long ago that I died. I'm like, yes, there is another David Krieger out there that 56 years old in Pennsylvania that did pass away, but no, it wasn't me. So, you know, and everybody's like, where do I send flowers? I'm like, no, we're not going there. So, you know, understand that the situation with foreclosure, if you want to talk about a war on for your mind, foreclosure changes the entire landscape of the mind of the person being affected. And they don't understand what's happening to them until all hell breaks loose. And they're in constant denial. The family is in turmoil. A few things happen in this turmoil. They happen in the mind. Some people get so upset, they kill their families and they kill themselves. They become delusional. And this is crazy. There's no sense in it. This is why we have solutions out there, and much of it is plan B. Get out of the situation you're in and scale down. I mean, Joel Skousen's even talked about this. You know, if you don't like the weather, move. I mean, it's obvious. Darlene in Indiana, you got a couple of minutes. Let's hear it. Go for it.
Hey, your comments are excellent. A little over brain for me, but I have to catch up.
All right.
And I love the work you've done on this field, because I think that's the only recourse our people will have. I failed to mention the other day when we were talking about property tax, Indiana tax in property were a year in the rear. So this year I'm paying last year's taxes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Wow. And see, yeah. And if you don't appeal it on a constant basis, they keep getting away with raising it and raising it and raising it. It's like, wait a minute, the property is they say that it's appreciating in value because of the market, and then when the market softens up, they still keep raising it. And see, here's the thing: an idea that got promoted was everybody that's got kids in public school, take them out and start homeschooling them, go with people who are like-minded. And educate the kids all together, because then if you can deplete the amount of students attending in schools, one, they're not getting federal money because the kids aren't there, and the school system will start to disintegrate, which means the teachers' union is going to dry up and blow away. End result.
I like that as result. The other thing, there's a thing out here that's really bugging me, because all of a sudden the government's interested in flying saucers, you know?
Ooh, all right.
Remember? I mean, it's getting a little heated, and it's... You know, and I listen to Coast, and it drives me crazy. I just turn it off. But anyhow, Henry Kissinger and Ronald Reagan basically both said the same thing. And when we look at where we are now in the economics of this world, and this Carl Schwababob thing, I really like that.
I knew you would.
They said we may need an outside force to unite the world against a common enemy.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. The outside force.
Flying saucers out to unite the world. And I could be all wet, you know.
The only way I'd be all wet is if I just got out of the shower.
Right.
Or I stepped out in the rain without an umbrella, Darlene. I don't know about being all wet.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that we all, and my wife has even said that she's seen UFOs, and her parents are like, oh, you're full of it. You know, the thing is, there are, we know that there are extraterrestrials that are out there. There are other solar systems. We know this. And it just depends on how far we want it to occupy our lives. That makes a difference. And so, you know, you're not wet.
Well, you know, when you're out west, you can see a lot of things a lot farther. But, you know, Nazi Germany had that technology in World War II. You know, so I believe we got flying saucers, but I just don't believe we got little green men flying around it. You know?
Yeah, there you have it. Well, we appreciate that comment. Thank you, Darlene, so much. Bill in Illinois, you got a minute. What's up?
Yeah, I just wondering if you ever heard of Benjamin Friedman. He owned the Woodbury Soap Company, and he came out against he was with the central bankers in the beginning when they took over the Federal Reserve. And then
I do remember the name.
Well, he used to give lectures, and it used to be on the computer. They probably took it off now, but this goes back to the 50s and 1950s and stuff. He spent millions of dollars trying to enlighten people about what was going on. He finally left the central bank in 1947. He became a Christian, and he came out against the groups of people that were involved in all that and what they were actually doing.
Yep, gotta love it. Oh, man, I wish we had more time to talk about that. You'll have to call the show tomorrow. Tomorrow we got the Friday edition, ladies and gentlemen. Until then, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Control the mind. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.